Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Shkalim, Perek Daled, Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Afan, Ruziva Kagon, B'Karav Mamesh. Now before we get into this Mishnah, it's important to know the following. First of all, when a person is Makdish or Nechasim, they donate or they dedicate their Nechasim to the Beis HaMikdash, if they didn't specify what it's for, the assumption is that it's for the Bet HaKabayis, the fund designated for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if some of these Nechasim can be used for the Mizbeach, for example, animals, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, or Keteris, as we're going to see in this Mishnah, so we have to use it for that. The catch is that these items are already designated for the Bet HaKabayis, and we can't just redesignate them for the Mizbeach. There's a whole procedure. What do we have to do? We have to deconsecrate them, meaning we have to remove their Kedusha from them, and only then we could be remakdish them. So Mishnah Vav tells us that a makdish nechasav, a person who's makdish their nechasim stam, and so we're assuming that that's going to Bet HaKabayis, v'hayu behen dvar meruin lekarbanos sibur. But there's something among his nechasim that could be used for karbanos sibur, for example, Keteres. So what do we do with this Keteres? Yunasu lumanim bischaron. This Keteres is given to craftsmen. They're doing work for the Beis HaMikdash as their schar, as their payment. Now it's considered not Kadesh anymore. Then we take money from the Trumas HaLishka and we buy this Keteres from them. And now this Keteres can be used because it was purchased with money from the Trumas HaLishka. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Not really Ben Azai. Ben Azai told Rabbi Akiva, Eino hi amida, that's not the same measurement that you used in the previous Mishnah, meaning you're not being consistent. This is not what you said we should do in the previous Mishnah when we have leftover Keteres. Rather, what do we do? The same thing we do in the previous Mishnah. Ella, mafrishin mehen schar umanin. We take money from Trumas HaLishka, we separate it to be used as payment for the craftsmen of the Beis HaMikdash. We don't give it to them yet. What do we do? Umechalin oisin al maisa umanin. We take this Keteres and we're mechal it. We deconsecrate it onto this money. Then we take this Keteres that now is not Kadesh anymore and we give it to these Umanin for their payment. Then we can buy this Keteres back from them from the Truma Chadasha. And that's the same thing that we said in the previous Mishnah. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin with a similar case. Hamakin Shechasov, someone who's Makdish as Nechasim, Vahiz Behen Behemu Ru'uya Legabe HaMizbeach. And among his Nechasim, there are behemoths that could be brought on the Mizbeach. And remember, once again, all these things have Kedusha of Bet HaKabayis, so we can't just bring them on the Mizbeach. What do we do? So it depends. Zachar Munikevais. There's some male animals and some female animals. So Rabbi Eliezer tells us, Zacharim Yimachru Tzarchi Eilois. The male animals, they're sold to people that need to bring a Karban Eila. And we know that a Karban Eila has to be a male. So the animal is now purchased by somebody else who needs to bring a Karban Eila, and it's brought on the Mizbeach as an Eila. Munikevais Yimachru Tzarchi Zivchei Shlamim. And these females are sold to a person that needs a Shlamim, and now that animal is brought as a Shlamim, Udmehen, and the money paid for these animals, Yiplum Shar Nechasim LeBet HaKabayis, they fall, meaning they go along with all the other Nechasim, and they're used for the Bet HaKabayis. So now we've successfully taken these animals that should be brought on the Mizbeach, and they are brought on the Mizbeach, but the money paid for them goes to Bet HaKabayis. Whereas Rabbi Shua says something totally different. Zacharim Atzman Yikrivu Eilais. The males themselves are brought as a Karban Eila. Unikevis Yimachot Tzar Chizib HaShlamim. The female animals are sold to be used for somebody that needs it as a Shlamim. However, v'yavi b'dmein oilos, that money is now used to purchase a carbon oila. Ushar nechasim yipulul b'ad HaKabayis, and the rest of nechasim are used for b'ad HaKabayis. Now, Rabbi Shua argues, and he holds, that when a person is makdish or nechasim, if there's things here that are roi from mizbeach, for example, these animals, the person doesn't have in mind that they're supposed to go to Bet HaKabayis. The person obviously intends for them to be used for the Mizbeach. And therefore, the males right away could be used for the Mizbeach and they don't have to be sold. And the females and the proceeds of the sale are used for the Mizbeach. Now, Rabbi Kiva comments on this. And he says, Re'ani is Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Me Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. What Rabbi Eliezer said is more seeming than Rabbi Yeshua. And why is that? Rabbi Eliezer Hishves Midasoi, Rabbi Yeshua Chalak. Rabbi Eliezer was consistent with his Shita, whereas Rabbi Yeshua wasn't. Rabbi Eliezer holds that everything that was donated goes to Bet HaKabayis. However, since the animals have to be used from the Mizbeach, so we sell those animals to somebody who needs to bring a carbon, so the animals brought as a carbon. However, the money, the proceeds of that sale, go to Bet HaKabayis. So Rabbi Eliezer is consistent. All the funds are being used for Bet HaKabayis. Rabbi Yeshua is not consistent, because Rabbi Yeshua said some of it is going to be used for the Mizbeach, whereas some of it's going to be for Bet HaKabayis. However, Amar Papias, for Papias comments, and he says, Shamati kidivri shtayan, I hear like both of them. Both of them make sense. Sha makdish beferosh kidivri Eliezer. If a person was makdish his nechasim beferosh, meaning he spoke out very clearly, my animals and my nechasim are for hektish, so then we go like Rabbi Eliezer. Over here, it's very clear that he's grouping them together. He's saying that his animals and his nechasim are all lumped together, and so therefore, it's very clear that he intends for both of them to be for Bet HaKabayis. However, va makdish stam kidivri Yeshua. If someone was just makdish stam, all he did was say, all my nechasim are for hektish. So that seems to be more like Rabbi Yeshua, where we can be mefarish and say, this person must have meant that his animals should go to the Mizbeach, and his other nechasim are going to go to Bet HaKabayis. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.